From NPR West, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama told a group of servicemen and women in Jacksonville, Florida today that he will take his time considering whether to send more troops to Afghanistan. Speaking at a naval air station, the president promised to carefully weigh all the various military options and come up with what he termed a clear mission with defined goals for the now 8-year-old Afghan war.
I will never rush the solemn decision of sending you into harm's way. I won't risk your lives unless it is absolutely necessary.
The president is currently reviewing various proposals put forth by the Pentagon and top military commanders that would call for different levels of increased troop strength. The president's remarks come on a day that 14 Americans died in separate helicopter crashes in Afghanistan. Senator John Kerry says he opposes sending more U.S. troops to Afghanistan unless certain security and political conditions are met. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Senator Kerry laid out his views in a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations. He said the U.S. should not send more troops to Afghanistan unless there are reliable Afghan forces to partner with, credible local leaders to partner with, and civilian officials ready to bring aid and real benefits to the Afghan people. The senator says the top commander in Afghanistan, General Stanley McChrystal, understands how to conduct a smart counterinsurgency campaign.
But I believe his current plan reaches too far, too fast.
McChrystal's plan calls for sending thousands more troops. Still, Senator Kerry also opposes withdrawing U.S. troops or scaling back to a narrow counterterrorism mission. That, he warned, could lead to civil war in Afghanistan and risk destabilizing Pakistan. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
A medical examiner in Palm Beach County, Florida, says a billionaire and former client of jailed financial manager Bernard Madoff drowned after having a heart attack Sunday. Jeffrey Pickauer was charged by other victims of the Madoff fraud with profiting off the $65 billion scheme. From Miami, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Jeffrey Pickauer was listed as number 371 on the Forbes 400 list of the wealthiest Americans. He died Sunday at his home in Palm Beach while swimming. With his wife, he ran a foundation that contributed to local charities and nationally known institutions like the New York Public Library and MIT. That all came to a halt with the unraveling of the Madoff investment scheme. Pickauer announced that the $1 billion foundation was being forced to shut down. Later, other former Madoff clients said they believed Pickauer was complicit in the fraud. A trustee in federal bankruptcy court in New York agreed, saying his investigation showed that Pickauer was the single biggest beneficiary of Madoff's scheme and had control of more than $7 billion of other investors' money. It's not clear yet how Pickauer's death might affect the court's efforts to recover that $7 billion. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 104 points today. That was a decline of more than 1%. The Nasdaq lost 12 points today. This is NPR. According to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, any health care plan that emerges from the body will include a government-run insurance option. But Reid also said today that states would be allowed to opt out of it. Reid noted that polls show broad public support for such an initiative. However, whether to include a government-run plan as part of the broad plan to overhaul the nation's health care system has also caused deep divisions in Congress. Opponents of a public option have argued it should be left out of any bill. Either side would need 60 votes to change the legislation. Creator of the Kalashnikov rifle says he's upset his invention is being used in criminal ways. Jessica Gallagher has details from Moscow.
Mikhail Kalashnikov says he has one big regret about the famous assault rifle, that it's being used by militants, rebels, gangsters, and drug traffickers. Kalashnikov says that he's sad that criminals are using his weapon. The 89-year-old maintains he created the rifle primarily to protect Russia's borders. Kalashnikov made the comments in a videotaped address to a conference of arms traders outside of Moscow. Some 100 million Kalashnikovs have been produced within the last 60 years, although only about half have been licensed for use. Kalashnikov turns 90 next month. The state is planning a lavish birthday for him in celebration of his service. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A Swiss woman is now admitted to stealing $2.8 million from the vaults of the bank where she worked over a five-year period. Swiss authorities say the unidentified 41-year-old woman has acknowledged she took the money from the vaults of Swiss banking giant UBS at a branch near the Swiss-German border. UBS spokesman says client's money was not affected by the alleged fraud. The woman claims she used the money to fund a gambling habit. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.